Many marriages weaken not because the couple stops living together, but because they stop learning each other. A husband assumes he already knows what his wife thinks. A wife assumes she already knows why her husband acts the way he does. Over time, curiosity gets replaced by labels. She's dramatic, he's selfish, she's controlling, he's emotionally unavailable. She always does this. He never understands. Once labels take over, honor begins to disappear. Christian marriage growth calls couples back to curiosity and honor. Curiosity says, there is more to learn about you. Honor says, you are not an obstacle, a stereotype, or a problem to manage. You are an embodied soul created in the image of God. Learning your spouse is not a one-time task. People change, bodies change, stress changes, sexual desire changes, parenting changes people, grief changes people, aging changes people, spiritual growth changes people. The person you married is still the person you married, but that person is also becoming, struggling, healing, aging, and growing. A wise spouse keeps paying attention. Ask questions like, what has been heavy for you lately? What helps you feel close to me? What makes you feel dismissed? What do you wish I understood better? How has your body or energy been affecting you? What do you need from me when you are stressed? What helps you feel spiritually supported? These questions are simple, but they can open doors. Curiosity does not mean interrogating your spouse. It means approaching your spouse with humility instead of assumption. Honor also changes how couples handle difference. A husband may not fully understand why his wife needs a certain kind of emotional connection, but he can honor it. A wife may not fully understand why her husband needs a certain kind of respect, rest, or encouragement, but she can honor it. Honor does not mean agreeing with every reaction. Honor does not mean avoiding correction. Honor does not mean tolerating sin or unsafe behavior. Honor means the spouse is treated as a whole person before God. From an organic human perspective, learning your spouse involves body, soul, words, habits, memories, sexuality, prayer, work, family, and calling. The whole person matters. A growing marriage becomes a place where husband and wife keep saying, in words and actions, I still want to know you. I still want to understand you. I still want to honor you. That kind of curiosity can soften conflict, deepen friendship, strengthen intimacy, and help covenant love grow through every season.